What is up, my pizzas? It is Corey Vincent here with the video game Bang, and we have a bitchin' show. Can I say bitchin'? Fuck yeah, I can. It's my podcast, and I can say bitchin' because we have the best show I've ever had the opportunity to be a part of on the video game Bang. And the biggest reason is because Ashley Birch is hanging out with us the entire hour. Ashley Birch, you may know her from Hey Ash, What You Playing on YouTube. She does stuff with Geek and Sundry. She's all over the internet. You have to know who she is. And if you don't before this show, you definitely will after the show. Stick around after the credits because we have a little extendo interview where she answers some Borderlands questions. But before that, we're just hanging out, chumming it up, having some fun. If you haven't already, please follow us at Video Game Bang on Twitter, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang, and nerdreactor.com. Go to nerdreactor.com, get all your nerdy news in one convenient location. What are you reacting to? Ah, so excited for this show. And a new segment gets added to the show that I don't think you're going to want to miss. It's unlike anything that's been on the show before. I think you're going to like it. All that and so much more on this week's
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? I am very excited right now. You can probably tell in my voice, right?
Yeah,
I can tell. Sound shivery?
Little shivery. Bit higher pitch.
Shiver my timbers? This is a big show because we have a special guest joining us right off the bat here. But first, let me get to the introductions. Video Game Bang's brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What you reacting to? And on the show, if we were characters in Borderlands, he would be Roland. Aaron Carter.
I'll accept that. Borderlands 1. Yes, I'll accept that.
He would be... Is there a character that's late all the damn time?
Claptrap?
Who's the guy with the mustache? The safari guy?
Sir Hammerlock.
Yeah. Alexander Baggins.
Alright. He's I'll
late. I don't think he's late, but that's the best character to fit Alex for sure.
The black guy?
Sir Hammerlock? No, he's the gentleman and a scholar type character, the one who...
Oh, Sir Hammerlock wasn't black?
No.
Was my TV colored
wrong? Your TV was definitely colored wrong.
We have an expert on the show who I think can probably help us with that question. And more. And then she would be Maya.
Alright, I'll take Maya.
That's just the first one that came to mind.
I prefer Lilith.
Don't read into it.
Wow.
And joining us on the show, very special guest. You know her from YouTube, possibly. From Hey Ash, What You Playing? You might know her from YouTube, maybe, from Geek and Sundry, or from Borderlands, Tiny Tina herself, Ashley Birch. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Wow, so you're here. This is actually you. This isn't, we weren't, what is that,
catfished?
No, there's no body swap happening. It's
really
me.
Thanks for joining us, first of all. Tiny Tina is like the best character from Borderlands. What is that like to be her?
Well, thank you for saying that. She's extremely, extremely fun to voice. I pretty much just had free reign to do whatever goofy stuff I wanted to do with her. So yeah, she's a tremendous amount of fun. She's just as wacky as I want to make her whenever I voice her.
So I know, this sounds weird because you are very like chill right now, as opposed to, you know, how people might imagine you from your alias, your persona from the web series. Do you get that a lot?
I know, yeah. I've constructed a whole reality in which I'm surrounded by characters that I play that are mostly insane. But no, I'm not as much. Well, I guess if you get me in the right mood, then I'm kind of crazy.
Whoa.
I'm mostly pretty mellow.
Does that mean alcohol?
Yeah. Mostly.
Yes. The easy answer.
Yeah.
This is Video Game Bang. Check us out on Twitch. Twitter, at Video Game Bang. And there's a lot going on in the geek world. From people trying to GoFundMe their breast implants to a leaked Avengers trailer.
Age of Ultron, yeah.
Have you guys all seen this yet?
Nope.
No, I haven't.
Oh, Aaron, are you still watching them right now?
I'm in between both. Yeah, I can stop watching it right
now,
I guess.
Give everybody the rundown.
Basically, it shows the end of one Marvel employee's career because he let the footage leak. But no, it actually shows a pretty good montage of clips and everything like that. You see the Avengers assembling, if I can say, together.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah.
Take the easy road.
And then Ultron comes in very decrepit looking, I guess.
All right.
And
beat up.
He smashes Stark's Iron Man suit.
No.
Then they show a couple of montages of Hulk Buster suit versus Hulk.
Mm.
They
I'm
show,
excited for
that. You know, Scarlet. The Scarlet Witch.
Throwing her luck everywhere.
Yeah, and then screaming for no reason. All with a voiceover from Ultron doing his puppet thing. You know, you're all puppets type of thing. And at the end, he said, my strings are cut. And then, you know, boom.
And it's
Avengers
voiced by
2.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, well, right. But it was good. It looks nice. from the 2 minutes that I saw, which is the whole thing, it looks good. I'm just very
so the
sad.
Whole 2 minutes that you saw the entire
whole,
thing
the entire thing yeah
it's all not right. A second where he blinked
not one
is this,
second
is this up your alley Ashley are you hooked into this Marvel Cinematic Universe?
You know, I really loved the first Avengers a lot. I was so impressed with how Joss Whedon was able to take all these disparate characters and give them each really like significant moments, and it like if you had a favorite character, I don't think you ever felt like you got like gypped or that any they skimped on any particular character. But I haven't really like I haven't seen the second Captain America.
You should go see it.
Yeah, that's the best
I should
one.
I haven't like I'm like into them, but I'm not like crazy. I'm super excited for Avengers because I love the first one, but I'm not like crazy over the top.
And it's not like you're super busy or anything. I mean, come on.
I know, right? I'm just jerking off.
How do you juggle all the things you do, by the way? Because it's like you just the Geek and Sundry thing is somewhat recent, right?
That happened this year, yeah.
Yeah, that and then you still do. Hey, I saw Hey Ash, what you're playing. You haven't had an update on that one for a while. Is that on hiatus or what's the status with that?
That's coming back actually. We just posted. I commissioned a dear friend of ours, Brinny, who's great. To make like a fun little Halloween themed like we ain't dead motherfuckers image. But yeah, so we're working on the fifth season and we have some plans for that. That we are gonna kind of drip into the social media gradually over the coming months, and then hopefully we'll have some episodes for you guys before too long. But well, yeah, we're definitely still making episodes. I felt bad because everyone was like, are you guys done and you just didn't tell anyone? But no, we're definitely still making episodes. We've just had a lot going on.
One of the great things about Hey Ash, What You Playing is how you guys will sprinkle in. I mean, it's hilarious. Like the comedy is completely your guys' own. Like it's with the dad. I mean, I love it. But,
thank you.
But what you guys do is you guys will sprinkle in like morals and stuff. You don't see that a lot these days. Well, you'll throw in like, don't, you know, it's fun to be racist, but only be racist to your own kind, or, you know, just things
what?
Like that. Like
what moral? It's fun to be racist, everybody.
It is.
But only to your own
you
kind.
Didn't, you didn't read that Aesop's Fables?
I did not read that Aesop's
Fables.
Oh,
it helped me a lot.
This was a video for for Indie Game Award. Is that what it was?
Yeah. During GDC, it was for the IGF Awards. So they wanted us to do some indie-centric videos to open up the awards, and so we decided to do one because there's been like this wonderful local multiplayer game renaissance. We decided to do some videos about that. That goof was mostly just about like the underlying implication is just don't be racist please and
yeah.
Thank you. But we had to try to layer a goof on top of it.
Yeah, it was great. And I've noticed you're one of the few that's really advocates for that, you know, the fairness and equality going on. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, like Gamergate, for example. And it's like
yes.
A time where we need that kind of influence. Do you have a stance on Gamergate, or have you have any relationship with Zoe Quinn or anything?
I've been following Gamergate for sure. The unfortunate thing about the entire affair, I think, is that obviously everyone is entitled to have opinions about any specific facet of the games industry, whether it's the journalism, development, whatever. But as a lot of gaming news outlets have pointed out recently, is that many of them, when the question of journalistic ethics came up, responded with a, I think, a very genuine openness to that conversation. I know I read an article, I think Polygon posted, and then one that Joystick posted, and both editors stated, like, yeah, we, I mean, obviously this is our, we're journalists and we want to adhere to journalistic ethics. That's something that we want to make sure that we're doing. But any attempts that were made to that end were sort of overshadowed very significantly by the level of harassment that is happening. I just got home and I read Felicia Day's really wonderful article, or not article, really just a post about her experience of Gamergate and why she hasn't chosen to speak up yet and why she is now. And she got doxxed apparently not 10 minutes later.
Wow.
So of course there is the, you know, there's the, I know a lot of people that are, I've actually talked to some people that are involved in the Gamergate movement to ask questions. And, this is a little bit like a few months ago, maybe, maybe like a month ago. And I know there's a definite, what's the word I'm looking for? Resistance to being lumped in with people that are doing the kind of harassment and doxing. And I don't think that everyone in the Gamergate movement is doing that. I'm sure it's a very small group of people that are engaging in harassment. But the problem is that, like I said, on the side of journalists, I think there has been an effort to address concerns about journalistic ethics, and yet these attacks still keep happening, and keep happening disproportionately to women. Mm-hmm. And the larger point here and the larger concern for me, and I know for many of my colleagues, is no longer, okay, we've had the conversation about journalistic ethics, attempts have been made to address concerns in that regard, and yet this sort of abuse is continuing to happen. So really the concern, I mean, the concern has always been for me that women are being harassed and doxxed and all these horrible things are happening. Because ultimately, like I said, everyone is entitled to an opinion, everyone is entitled to try and contribute to the industry and to shape it in a way that they think is best for games. People are going to have differing opinions about what that is. However, it is never acceptable under any circumstances to engage in this kind of behavior. These are silencing tactics. These are intimidation tactics. They're not olive branches to have this conversation about ethics.
Your brother kind of came out and made some statements about Gamergate, I believe, and kind of got a little whirlwind of attention, not so positive.
Yes.
How has he kind of reacted to that? Is he still on the same front, or has he been attacked in any way?
Not really, no. I mean, I've seen some people, I saw that very briefly there was like a Boycott the Borderlands pre-sequel thing going around and that kind of thing, but he hasn't received, to my knowledge, anywhere near the level of harassment that like Felicia Day did, or Zoe's getting, or Nina's getting, or whoever. And I think, you know, primarily because the people that are doing the harassment are overwhelmingly targeting women in this regard.
Let's move to something a little happier. Gamergate, final thoughts. Anybody, Aaron, I mean, we've said pretty much all there is to say on episode before.
Has anything changed? I said the last episode, stop, you know, just put us into it all. I've been done talking about that, so.
Yeah, Alex, I know you were pretty heavy into this subject as well.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming, though. But yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's exactly what you said, Ashley, where it's there has been conversations about journalistic integrity, but it's completely overshadowed by a very vocal minority of people ruining it for everyone. And honestly, some of the things that they talked about were like, you know, ethics and talking about this and that. And you can't talk about feelings and people in your games. You know, don't get it out of my video games. Like, why don't we actually focus on that a little bit? How did that game make you feel, sort of thing? So it's like it's like shutting off the human aspect of it because some people are awful and they can't handle it. It's really crappy.
Right. And my general feeling about it is like I said, I think obviously everyone should be able to speak about whatever things are they're impassioned by in the gaming industry. And we're going to have differences of opinion. But like when I engaged with a couple of people that were part of the movement, what I was sort of trying to get at was like, I understand that you have these concerns. However, you also have to understand that our priority is going to be the fact that women are getting harassed all over the place in the industry, literally being driven out of their homes. And if any sort of conversation is going to happen about any of the issues that you're, that you feel passionate about, that has to stop first, because that's the first, that's the number one priority.
Gamergate isn't really an, it's not an issue anymore as much as it's turned into like its own brand. Like, I can't even think of it as Gamergate instead of being hashtag Gamergate. Like, right. It's just it's a thing now. And it's soiled. Like, if your issue is really journalistic integrity, it's time to pick a new brand, or it's time to make a new movement, because Gamergate has been ruined. That you do not want to be on that side. That side is the losing side of history when we're moving forward. But let's move forward to Geek and Sundry. We have some friends from Geek and Sundry. We've had Nika Harper on the show before.
Oh, Nika's great.
Returning guy, Scott Tumulty. We love that guy. Have you gotten to talk to Scott yet?
Have I gotten to talk?
He's the guy from Scotland.
I don't think so. I don't think I've gotten to talk to Scott.
He does the old school pixel party. We love this guy. He's like the hidden treasure. If you got any pull around that Geek and Sundry, get that man some more airtime. He's hilarious. But how did you get pulled into that?
So I was on, I met Will. When did I meet Will? I think I met Will in Seattle. And he's a fan of Borderlands 2. And so we talked a bit about that and Tiny Tina and all that kind of thing. And then he invited me to be on Tabletop. So I did an episode of Tabletop with him. It was the Betrayal at the House on Haunted Hill.
That was an
episode.
Awesome
one. It was super fun.
You watched that one, Aaron?
Yeah, I love that one. I went to try to buy the game after I saw
and
that
they're
one,
they're all
too.
Sold out.
Yeah, and they're sold out like almost
Power
all.
Power of Will Wheaton. Yeah. I had no idea. One of my friends, I do a different web series called Bored with Life. It's all about board games. And one of my friends that works on that show told me that. He was like, people kept telling me that they tried to buy it and it was completely sold out everywhere, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so I went on Tabletop, and then they were looking for a host for this show that they were doing Unplugged, and they asked me if I was interested, and they told me the premise, and I was like, this sounds really cool. So I was like, sure, yeah, sounds awesome.
And one thing I wanted to ask you too, because like we've heard your name well before we started this little show. Like, we've known Ashley Birch, and so. And we see you're always at events, you're doing all these things. Do you feel like in your own life that you've made it, quote unquote? Like, or is there, or are you like working to go further ahead, or what do you see?
Oh man, that's such a funny question to ask an actor, because I feel like no matter how successful, everyone's going to be like, no. I mean, it's like, it's such a funny profession, because there are times when you feel like you're working all the time, and then there are times when it's completely, you know, dead. And you never want to kind of rest on your haunches. You always want to be progressing and moving forward and like strengthening your craft and pushing yourself. So I guess it's also a funny thing, like trying to define success, because I think this is going to probably get on another tangent. I'm sorry. But I think there's a difficulty in a lot of creative industries of like how we measure success. Like, success is being the lead in this cartoon, or success
no,
is being...
No, 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 no. Success is always Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Or Twitter
millions.
Followers.
Millions
or,
of
you
them.
Know, writing this awesome script and then it getting made into a movie or whatever it happens to be. But a lot of these, you know, a lot of those like kind of coveted positions that are seen as like the height of success are very rare. So you sort of have to set your own standards of success and abide by those. And not worry so much about, you know, larger like societal standards of success. So as far as making it, I mean, I'm super happy where I am. I'm so grateful for all of the opportunities that I've had, and I've gotten to work on some really amazing projects. And I guess my goal is just to keep working. But like, I don't made it. I don't know if I'll ever be like, I'm done now. Everything's laid out in front of me, and here we are. And my
when you've got people waiting
serving
on you,
my empire.
When you've got people waiting on you, hand and feet, serving your empire. That's when you'll consider made it.
Right. If I have assistant to Miss Birch, credits of every no. I don't know. I actually I guess I just don't even like think about that part, or try not to think about that part that much, and just enjoy like the stuff that comes up when it comes.
Which part is the most enjoyable? It seemed like you're a Jack. What do you see? Jane of all trades? I don't know.
Jill of all trades?
Yeah.
Why can't it be Jack? I mean, this is 2014.
Okay. Jack of all trades, whatever you want to be.
Jack of all trades. I mean, man, there's so many different parts of like the work that I do, and I enjoy so much of it, which I know seems like such a canned response, but it's really true. Like, I've gotten to work in group recording sessions with like some fucking amazing. Can I curse? I just cursed. Sorry.
Yes. Oh, we have facts.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. Fuck.
Get them all out. Get them all out. What else you got?
Shit. Ass. with some really amazing, like amazing, fucking like classic VO artists. I've
like,
gotten
like
work
who?
Some,
go ahead. Name drop.
Like, sorry. Name drop. Okay. John DiMaggio. Tom Kenny.
Wow. Good baseball player.
Yeah.
He was the Joker. And, oh my gosh.
Joe DiMaggio. What? Wow.
Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
He's the baseball player. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. Baseball. We go. Yeah. World Series.
Great voice.
Yay.
Great voice that baseball player has.
We know sports.
Sports?
You could have told me anyone. You could have said any name. I would have been like, yeah, totally. They're on the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's safe right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. World Series, huh, guys?
Topical, yes.
Yeah, but no, I've gotten to work with some really fucking amazing people. And then also I've gotten to do these awesome talks. Like I did a talk with Rosalind Weissman at GDC this year that was so great and so fun to do and so important, I felt, and really grateful for the response. And then like getting to write stupid scripts with my brother is super fun. It's just like I like that I'm getting to like diversify and do a bunch of different things, and I get to like scratch different itches and... It's great. Everything's great.
Yeah, I see how you dance around the questions. I'll ask it a different way.
Whoa. Shots fired.
If Ashley Burch was making her own job title and you knew it was going to be a huge success, what would you do? Like if you can nail it down to one thing you had to do forever.
One thing I had to do forever?
Yeah, in this industry.
One. I mean, voice acting is like my jam. So that, I suppose. But then I'd be really sad to not do the other stuff.
I mean, this is a hypothetical situation.
You can't put her in a box.
I know that you're actually just writing my future right now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's it. No, because it's important. Like, because like when we do things, like I'm always like we do the podcast, we do reviews, we do a bunch of other things. But like in my heart of heart, like I know the one thing I want to do, and so it's just like everything else kind of like ladders to get there. I mean, someone. So I just figured, you know, with you voice acting and you do such a great job, is there? Tell us more about Borderlands, the pre-sequel, and your involvement with that one.
I mean, has it been long enough for me to... She's kind of hidden in the pre-sequel.
I was just going to say, yeah, because I mentioned that to them, and they're like, I haven't got to that
part
yet.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to it. I'm only about like level 10. I just got it.
Spoiler alerts.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I mean, I guess I can just be like, spoilers!
Yeah, spoilers.
Oh my god, spoilers!
Skip forward the next 2 minutes if you don't want to be spoiled.
Spoilers for the pre-sequel. It was super fun. When Anthony pitched to me what my involvement would be in the pre-sequel, I thought it was awesome. Because Tina pretty much she's like a new game plus. So when you beat the game, you can go back through and she'll be like commentating at certain points with Brick.
Wow.
So it's just like them hanging out and like doing like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 a little bit.
That's pretty amazing.
In specific parts of the game, which is just super fun. I love the friendship with Tiny Tina and Brick so much.
I think that's one of the biggest things I've been seeing and just reading posts about Borderlands pre-sequels. It feels like they hid so much more stuff and added more hidden, like, extra things to do. Like, calling a guy a dick is one thing to finish a mission, but, making this building say dick turns him into a boss.
Really?
Like, yeah. So that's just some of the few things that I've been reading and seeing like that. I love Gearbox, and Anthony helped write the script for Borderlands pre-sequel as well, right? Or he wrote it. He's the main author.
No, actually, it was mostly folks at 2K Australia that did the pre-sequel. But he did some, I think he wrote most of Tina's dialogue.
Gotcha.
For the pre-sequel. He did like a bits here and there. But yeah, I think it was mostly 2K Australia.
Were you involved in any of the writing?
No, I you know, sometimes I'll like be a little bit ad-libby or do weird shit because Anthony lets me. But but I haven't written anything specific for the games.
Now, before the show, I was talking to the guys in here, and there was a story the Nerd Reactor's kind of busted open. They've kind of been talking about, and it's the cosplayer, whose name I'll pull up here in a minute, who wants to use GoFundMe to get her breast augmentation procedure done.
Huh.
And Aaron and I have had a lot of crowdsourcing conversations.
We have.
Because, you know, for the show, we have, like, things falling apart, and they're always like, well, why don't we do a Kickstarter? And I'm like, because, you know, we'll save up and buy it ourselves. And then you guys usually play devil's advocate for it, saying how, oh, if people want to fund it, it's fine. And now I bring up this story about the girl wanting boob job, and that's, I get nervous when I talk about boobs, but.
What?
For boob job.
Corey's okay. only 12, by the way. Yeah. Actually, for a boob job. You know, he's the one who runs the show, but he's
she gets money for a boob job.
Yeah, and then you guys say, oh, that's stupid, right off the gate. Well, I want to know what the thought process is.
For, who are you asking right
you,
now?
Aaron.
Me? Oh. Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Like I said, with any Kickstarter, it's literally up to the person that gives the money. So if they don't want to give money to anything, then they don't have to. So what I was saying for hers is just, it just, and I saw a video, I saw the video that our editor put up where he was like, it basically just seems like, hey, pay me so I can get more money and you to watch me get,
more money.
Yeah. More money and spend it, you know, just spend it on random stuff, not, you know, a career or anything like that. So I was like, well, okay, whatever. That's, if that's her flow, I don't care. Personally, I wouldn't give any money to it. And I've said that about all the other Kickstarters that
you've
we
said
had.
That about literally everything, though.
Every single, so it's
everything.
Like
everything.
You didn't even contribute.
Everything.
Aaron, you do not contribute.
You didn't
money.
Even contribute to Shaq Fu.
What are you talking about,
you
Shaq
monster?
Fu?
Shaq Fu did a Kickstarter, and you didn't give.
Yeah, because I know they're not going to make the game that I want them to make. I've seen what they're going for. They're not making my Shaq Fu. They're making their Shaq Fu.
Okay.
As a person that went out and spent his hard earned money as a kid on Shaq Fu, I am very proud of that. Thank you.
Did you ever play Shaq Fu, Ashley?
I never did.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. I know.
Stay away.
What do you mean stay away? That's an amazing game. Top five in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
But no,
oh,
it's literally, it's a whole system where you're set up to, you know, pay with your, or vote with your dollars. Look at, what's her name? The movie that just got, not just got done, but the little detective with Kristen Bell.
Oh,
you're talking about, oh, my goodness.
I'm spacing. Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars. Yes. You know, that movie happened because of Kickstarter. So that's mm-hmm. fine, but you don't have to, you know, nobody's holding a gun to your head. So when something as, you know, strange to me, it may be normal to everybody else, but as strange to me as a lady asking for money for a boob job, then...
That's for the creepy Jerrys of the world,
then
essentially.
Then she's going to get that type of backing, and that's whatever. That's all right. I'm always just like, okay... She can, because the original was what, Liz Katz?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may dislike her personality, you may dislike, you know, but at the end of the day, you can just be like, I'm not going to give you any money.
Yeah, but it's just, it always
can
does
you
hurt
do that,
when
though?
You see someone.
Yes, you can.
That...
I've done that multiple times.
What do you think, Ashley, using GoFundMe to get bigger breasts?
And she's a cosplayer?
She's a cosplayer.
Yeah, she is a cosplayer.
That's interesting. I mean, you know, this is America.
Very well said.
It's my general take on it. You know, I'm probably not going to give her money for her breasts, personally. Not that I have anything against people that get breast implants or anything like that.
I got nothing against
it. It's not high on my priority list.
But
did
I mention she was going to send you prints once she gets them done?
Like prints of photos?
Yeah. No, all right. Yeah, no, not prints the singer.
I don't know.
Wow.
But you know, like if she gets it funded... What? Enjoy your new breasts, man. Yeah. Congratulations.
Don't
fall
forward.
Yeah. That's kind of what I kind of hit. Like, I think you guys did teach me. If you guys taught me one thing on this show, it was that.
Everything.
No, it was that one thing that, you know, if that's what you want to make your deal and you have extra money and that's what you want to put it towards, I guess just do it.
I mean, if you're able to get people to pay for things that you want, yeah, go for it. They're the one who gave you the money.
The one thing that's not acceptable still, and it goes back to the Gamergate thing, is to, like, she's been getting harassment, you know, and smash articles
yes,
and people being
acceptable.
Mean. And then that's – the way you combat that is just to not give the money and don't talk about it. It's
oh,
not,
what, really?
Just
don't give the money?
Yeah, well, first of all, don't give the money.
Who said something like that 5 minutes ago?
Well, you know, Aaron, you are my sensei.
Wow.
That explains so much.
That was the most Count Chocula laugh.
That was an incredible laugh.
Ashley, one of the things that we talk about on the show, we've had some awesome indie game developers on our show. Raph Van Lierop from The Long Dark. And we've had the entire voice acting crew from a game called...
Freedom Planet. Yeah, awesome guys.
And Aaron and I want to break the industry. And he's got this sultry Soul Train voice over here.
Soul Train voice.
And I got this, you know, squeaky little white guy nerd voice.
So there's got to be a character out there for me somewhere. Yeah.
Does it just mean that I'm not going to get a job in this industry and that Aaron has the key? Or does it take skill? What have you seen?
I mean, I got into the industry in such a funny way. But yeah, I mean, Aaron, you do have a really great voice.
Thank you.
You would get cast on your voice pretty easily. But you know, like, it is skill. It's for sure skill. Like, people could have an amazing natural voice that, like, you hear it and you're like, oh my God, you're, like, born to be a voice actor. And then you go in and they, like, don't know how to, you know. Because when you voice act, it's very different. Like, even if they're an actor already, if they're a theatrical actor or a film actor, voice acting's super different. Because you go in and you're seeing the copy for the first time. You have to perform it, like, as you're reading it for the first time almost. Uh-huh. A lot of the time. And you have to construct an entire scenario and existence inside your brain and then perform with the emotional, like, the level of emotionality as if you had someone with you. So it's hard. It's a hard thing to latch onto. I think you definitely have an upper hand being a gamer and understanding games implicitly and having like a sense of how story and voice acting often function in games.
Yeah, so you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
There's a chance for everybody.
It's always a chance.
Well, Aaron, you did knock out that audition with Raph in the last one. I'm pretty sure if you're not going to be in the Long Dark DLC...
He probably recorded that already. He's going to throw that sound clip in there.
And then auto-tune it.
Exactly.
Well, we have more Video Game Bang coming in after the break. And we're going to have a very unique... I haven't told any of the guys here about this yet.
It's always a surprise.
Yeah,
it's always
a surprise. We have a new segment to the show, which I don't think you guys are going to want to miss.
Ashley in on this?
She could be if she wants to. Ashley, you want to play a new game?
Sure.
All right. Well, after the break, we're going to be playing...
All right, Jigsaw.
Would you like to play a game?
It's a game unlike any you've seen on the Video Game Bang before. All right?
Yeah. We've heard that plenty of times.
It's going to be called... Bitch, you guessed it, and it's coming right here after the break.
That's horrible.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Ace from Strife. Hey, head on over to strife.com. Grab yourself a beta key for some of our closed testing. And you know what? Tell them Ace sent you. And while you're at it, listen to the Video Game Bang podcast. Peace.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
First VGHS.
Yeah.
That was awesome. How?
You all right?
I
don't know what to say next.
Well, because I was going to go into something about Freddie Wong, but I can't remember. Oh, but it was just strange because, you know, we did the interview with Freddie, who's awesome dude, but he had, like, his handler, and it was, like, a very strict 10 minutes. You could ask this many questions. And so, like, when I heard we had the Ashley Birch, I was thinking, we're going to have something similar. Is there going to be a moderator? But sure enough, it's just you.
I was genuinely worried about that.
Yeah, I thought she was.
I was genuinely.
Are you guys ready
for it.
Ashley? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley, you have two questions. Go.
Well, Freddie is also like actually the busiest person in the entire world. Like I like will like be talking or whatever, and then he'll be like, yeah, blah blah blah, and I'm in Shanghai, and I'm like, when the fuck did you go to Shanghai? And then like 2 days later, it's like, yeah, blah blah blah, Japan. I'm like, what? You're in Japan now? What?
Wow.
Yeah, he's all over the place like all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not to say that he wasn't like who we imagined, but in that circumstance, you can't really get down to the nitty gritty. And like in this interview with us hanging out with you here, it's like, wow, Ashley Birch is the exact same person we, you know, assumed you would be. Like, no, you're not all Hollywood.
You're real.
Yeah.
As opposed to a
puppet
ghost. What?
A ghost. Yes. Okay. A ghost.
Halloween.
Or a vampire.
Or a vampire. Vampires are real?
No, they're not.
I saw Twilight. What are you talking about?
I did not.
Okay, that's terrible.
Because I was looking at it through a mirror.
That's so corny that I like it.
Yeah.
I see you like it. I
so
will
corny,
that.
It's good.
He just said mirror?
That. Mirror.
He did said mirror. That's
uh-oh.
Sad as well.
Uh-oh. Do you guys hear that?
I hear copyright infringement.
Do you guys hear something there? That means that we are about to play...
Bitch, you guessed it!
Wow.
was right. You have the biggest smile on your face.
I'm very proud of this segment.
He's very proud of setting black people back 400 years.
It took me 6 hours to get that sound clip.
He's got
printed documents. I have never seen him this most prepared.
Ashley Burch.
If I said no to this game, what's going to happen? Yeah.
Well, we are playing...
Bitch, you guessed it. Did you get that ready for each time?
You made a sound clip of it.
You made a soundboard.
This is a game called Bitch, You Guessed It.
I hope this is not fail hard because you have prepped so much for this.
There's nowhere but going down with this one.
There isn't. Go ahead, continue.
This is going to be...
The Hindenburgs.
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 This is going to be a trivia game.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Where...
You mean it's trivia?
No, it's actually...
You're terrible.
Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna do it?
You're terrible.
The anticipation made it worse.
Everything was going fine until the beat dropped. So we're gonna be
lame.
Hold on to your vegetables, everyone.
Please.
We have trivia. So I'm gonna be reading the questions.
Okay.
And whenever you feel you know the answer, you're going to buzz in.
With our name.
Do you have to
with
say your name?
How'd you know I was going to say that?
Oh.
I don't know. We've never done this before.
Yeah. I'm psychic, actually.
If I'm reading the question, you can cut me off. That's kind of the point. You want to cut me off to be the first to guess it.
Bitch, you guessed it. No, then you can be bitch, you guessed it.
Then you can be the bitch, you guessed it.
So do we have to answer in the form of a question?
No,
This is definitely not.
Okay,
Jeopardy.
Fine. You have to answer it in the form of a
no,
question.
Does
that make
please
it better?
No.
I'm just saying, if we're going to some new, I mean.
Let's just test out our buzzers. Aaron.
Aaron.
Alex.
Alex.
Jada.
Jada.
Ashley.
Present.
No,
shit.
That's wrong.
So close.
Damn it. You're supposed to be a professional. And if you guys win, some. Moolah, Benji's, Franklin's,
and that guala, Fetty. What is guala?
It's money.
That's not a...
It's exactly... $13.75.
That's what. Oh,
okay, perfect.
There you
that
go.
Actually makes me way happier than any other answer you could have given me. I want you to know that.
That's why I said that.
All right, question number one.
Ask the question.
All right. What Manhattan landmark is the home of the Fantastic Four?
Oh, God.
Aaron. The Baxter Building?
Yes!
Oh, God.
Whoa.
You was motherfucking right.
I will give you credit for getting a soundboard of this song.
That's how committed to the bit I am.
And it's so terrible because I have this song on my phone, too. And I've listened to it at work. And
that's probably the
saddest
thing
of all.
Held my
head down while I was nodding along.
Question number two. Aaron is, of course, ahead by 1 point. Let's see. Gamma radiation transformed Samuel Stearns into which brainy villain of The Incredible Hulk?
Aaron. The leader?
Bitch, you guessed it!
Yes! Very good job, Aaron. Aaron is ahead by 2. Ashley, what's going on over there?
You know what, man?
Is your connection dropping
out? You gotta lay off me here, all right?
It's a lot of pressure, I understand.
She said, I can't Google fast enough. You're talking way too fast.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, here we go. Question number 3.
Oh, good Lord.
Can you just reach over and strangle him a little bit?
This will be his last show.
Yes. You guessed it.
All right, in Mortal Kombat, who is at the bottom of the pit stage if you complete...
Jada. Reptile.
You was right.
Very good job, Jada. Jada's on the board.
I was going
one.
With Smoke, but I would have been wrong, definitely.
You would have definitely.
I want a wrong answer now.
It's all you, Alex.
Yeah, no, I'm on the wrong answers.
All right, this one you guys got. First of all, Final Fantasy VII was originally designed for what video game system?
Jada. The N64 PlayStation combination. Because it's for both of them.
You gotta nail it down to one there.
Then N64.
Yeah.
Bitch, you guessed it. Good job. So we
got quite a scream.
I really want to know what the, like, you got it wrong.
Somebody's got to get
well,
one
Well, someone
wrong.
Would
yeah.
let me answer.
You know, you could just cut him off at the first word.
I don't want to get it wrong on purpose.
On purpose, but just kind for real, of for real?
Just kind for of real, for real.
You still have to seem like a scholar.
Right.
Instead of just the gentleman. All right, here we go. Next question. What color is the big truck pictured... I'm sorry, I can't even take myself seriously right now. That's that damn piano.
You have been until now?
It's going to be in my head.
I know, right?
Sadly. What color is the big truck pictured on the cover of Excite Truck?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
You guys remember that game, though, right?
I know it. I'm waiting for Alex to go ahead and
come on, Ashley. Take a swing.
Well, I want to hear the wrong. I want to hear what you do when it's wrong. So, okay, Ashley.
Ashley.
Red.
Bitch, you get it.
Wow. It's a red truck.
You were actually right.
Yeah.
I would have gotten it wrong. I was going to say blue.
All of the colors in this whole rainbow. She picked the exact right one. Wow.
Damn it.
It's perfectly fine. So that puts Ashley on the board. You know, Ashley, you've broken, I think, the record for our guests, because usually when we have guests play, they get zero.
Yeah, that is true.
So
you're the best guest.
Ashley on the board.
The best guest.
You are the best of the rest. So you can brag about that to all the other guests.
Put that on your resume.
Scored 1 point on Bitch, You Guessed It.
What Batman villain first appeared in the cartoon version rather than the comic books?
Ashley. Elmo. Do the sound effect.
Hey, you got it. You got to do it.
Here's the ironic part. I don't really have...
Are you serious? What?
You're done. You're done.
Oh, my goodness.
This whole event has been has been canceled. I don't...
Game
how do you
over.
Not have
game
one?
Over.
I don't
Can
have
you just retroactively
one.
Not do this podcast? Yeah.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you for that. Your
there
fault.
Goes all my context.
No, it's not.
That's not. No, you can't.
That doesn't help.
It won't.
Just if it makes everybody feel better, this is the most fun I've ever had on this podcast.
Like, you didn't guess it.
I usually hate my life when I'm on this show.
Wow.
But today it's different. So I'm sorry. I guess when you get it wrong, I just go... Oh, I'm sorry. You got it wrong.
All nice and polite, like.
Sorry.
Just rap really angrily. That you got it wrong.
You didn't guess it.
I couldn't find no OJ Mako of him saying, you know, oh, you didn't guess it.
You're clearly incorrect.
That's definitely not.
No, so, that's him. That's...
What was the question again?
Which, that's right. There's a game.
Yeah.
What Batman villain first appeared in the cartoon version rather than the comic books?
Ooh.
Remind everybody what they get if they win. Mula, Benji's, Franklin's, and then Guapo,
Fetty, Mula,
Squala.
Oh, God. 1375.
Start throwing out some Batman characters, because my bit's starting to drag.
Wow.
Oh, this is on us now.
Yeah.
Our fault that this is,
I'm keeping
this is
this,
so bad.
I'm carrying this ship.
Yeah.
I need a backpack, because I'm carrying this team.
Jada. Scarecrow.
I'm sorry, that was incorrect.
That's so bad.
Okay, I'm
Aaron.
Aaron.
Firefly.
What?
I don't know.
Is that a Batman character?
I don't remember what his name is. Firebug.
Terrible.
Firestarter.
Alex. Red Hood.
No.
No. Definitely Red Hood was in the comics.
All right, you guys are really drowning here. Okay, I'll give you guys a hint. I'm gonna drop a major hint. Since Ashley went first in the last round, that means she gets first, second guess.
By all means.
Because that's a rule I just made up. It is probably the number one most cosplayed character right now for females. You've been to
Harley
cons.
Quinn?
Yes.
Wait, who?
Harley Quinn.
Oh, I knew that. I fucking knew the answer to that. God damn it. Yeah, Harley Quinn, yeah. Mula, Benji's, Franklin's,
and that Guapo, Fetty, with us. And the last question.
What do you look like some type of...
He had
three...
a blank page.
He's like, the question's gone.
Underestimated how well you get prepared for these things, huh?
This is the last question.
Thank everybody.
All right. This is one you guys aren't going to get because of sports.
Damn.
I watch sports.
So I might make this one a multiple choice.
No.
Go with you. What you
first
said
round, it. It's regular wise.
Yeah. Right.
After that, a hint.
Who is on the cover of NFL Game Day 2003?
Aaron
Carter.
Brett Favre?
Incorrect, sir.
It's the only guy.
Worth a shot.
Game Day 2003?
Game Day 2003.
I have that at home on the Sega Genesis sitting in my thing, and I cannot tell you who it is. God damn it. Jada, Deion Sanders.
Wow. Wrong era of football.
I was going to say, and he's on prime time.
That was as good a guess as mine. I'm not even going to.
Joe Montana. What do you got, Alex?
Nothing.
Sports.
I don't know. Joe Montana.
Ashley? Joe Montana.
Dude, sport, no.
All right.
Give us the position.
Quarterback.
Oh, okay. That's perfect.
And here is a hint.
Oh, my God. Just give the damn hint.
New England Patriots.
That's how much you know everybody, how much sports everybody knows in this room.
I know esports, but
okay,
not sports.
He's married to a supermodel.
Aaron, Tom Brady.
Bitch, you guessed it. What?
Wow.
On game day 93?
No, 2003.
Oh, I thought you said 93.
And that was Bitch, You Guessed It.
Wow.
With our special guest, OJ Mako.
Wow.
And Ashley Birch. Wow, that was the most fun I've had on the show, and I really mean that.
Ashley, I will be sending you a apologetic email after the show.
I have coupons for edible arrangements, so
we'll send you a gift basket.
And you know what? That's sad because I won, and I don't even feel like I won.
I think you're the biggest loser.
I think you lost.
I think you handed me a loss today, Corey, and you knew that. Okay, that's awesome.
Oh, man. You know what? That's terrible, because I really put a lot of work into this, guys. When have you ever seen me?
Because you didn't even have it. You got it wrong.
Yes, exactly.
Ashley, come on.
You
get an A for
through.
Effort?
No, you don't. He gets a fucking F for failing.
No.
Yeah, I know, but you don't grade on effort, so you get an F.
People out there listening to the show that know, if this was the best segment you've ever heard, do a hashtag, this is the best segment I ever heard on Video Game Bang. And
that is way too long for a hashtag.
Use part of that hashtag and then actually tell us what you actually like from the show.
You know what else is way too long for a hashtag?
Be this. Everything that we're saying right now.
My dick. All right, next topic.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Aaron Carter, what do we got for Bang Bites?
Oh, we're doing that part now?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay. Well, then that means I have to put it up. So you got any music for that? Let me see. Let me pull up my magic tablet here.
Ashley, do you just always randomly say yes to be on podcasts you've never heard of before, or is this, like, new?
Sometimes, depending on my schedule. I had an open schedule.
This is so awesome for you to join us. As you can tell, we're very professional. And
I'm having a great time. Thanks for having me on.
Really?
Yeah!
That sounds like you.
Corey was one of those kids growing up who really needed that
affirmation.
Yes.
Teacher.
Sing that on his first date. Did you really have a good time? No.
Can I kiss you?
Always asking his friends that are over. You having a good time? Are you sure you're having a good time?
Why he has no friends now.
All right.
Bang Bites.
There we go.
Kirby tribute album nails the feeding.
Now you're going to get on me for my shitty segment.
I'm just saying.
Your first news story is Kirby.
16-bit iTunes.
Whoa, don't talk shit about Kirby.
Kirby, hello.
Kirby's okay, but...
Oh no. Gosh. Kirby's better than okay.
Is this the Corey Can't Win podcast?
Yes.
Yes, clearly.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Yeah. Now.
What kind of rebel scream is that? Is he summoning demons?
He is a unique character. Mm. That's all I will say about OG
You know,
Mako.
You guys can talk shit about me all you want, but OJ Mako knows who's in charge.
You is motherfucking right.
Wow.
Guala. Goes in your wallet.
Did you know Microsoft announced that announced Halo Fest and is going to reveal Halo Nightfall?
What?
Yeah.
Halo Fest.
It's a big festival about...
Halo?
No, Angels.
Metroid, actually. Yeah. Oddly enough, Metroid.
Yeah.
Where is this going to be at? I need more deets.
Why? You're not going.
You don't know that.
You don't know
yeah,
that.
You're not going to Halo Fest.
He's
going to
go.
The important thing about this bullet point was they're going to be showing Nightfall.
What's Nightfall?
The series. The Halo
new series.
Do they know where this is going to be aired? Is this going to be on the Xbox yet? Or is it going
Most
to
likely
TV?
It'll probably be streamed out on the Xbox One.
X-Bone?
It didn't have too much information from the website that I'm not going to name right now. In fear of retaliation.
What?
Mortal Kombat X is getting a live-action TV series tie-in.
Ooh.
Actually, it doesn't say TV series.
Is it going to be like that last one that they did for the last Mortal Kombat?
I do not know. All I know is that there's going to be people playing them. They might get the original cast from Mortal Kombat 1. So stick around for that one, everybody.
Wow.
As you can see, Ashley, Aaron is as prepared as Corey was.
Oh, well, I was all prepared for Ashley.
That's right.
Yeah. Hyrule Warriors is getting amiibo support.
I saw that. I can't wait.
Now, does this excite you?
I have every single amiibo pre-ordered.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of a Nintendo fanatic. So they're all going to sit on the shelf.
Really? So what's the point?
Don't ask that question. Don't ever ask Jada that question.
Well, what I really want to know is
you'll never get the right answer.
So, a little bit of background story, Ashley. These all guys all used to be my employees. Because mm-hmm. you met me at GameStop. These all were all my half management, other GAs, lower employees. So they would.
We were actually an entire store.
Yeah, we were an entire store at one point. Yeah. And but they just know I buy pretty much everything.
Too much stuff.
They would mm-hmm. see it and they were just so.
Do we want to know how much to set you back?
Don't do that either.
Wow.
They're like $12 a piece times. 18 characters.
Oh, jeez.
Good lord.
Yeah.
Gosh. Was that a good investment, Ashley?
You know, this is America.
I need a t-shirt like that.
Yes.
You know, it's America.
It's America. I think just for the people that want me to sign things out front of grocery stores. Well, hey, sign this for this support. I'm like, well, this is America. I got to go. Sorry. In acting news, you guys might like this one. Rob Riggle. Everybody knows
Rob Riggle?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to actually play Frank West in Dead Rising.
Perfect. That is actually perfect casting.
Is it not? That's nailed crazy. In there.
The more you know.
Waiting for the star to go across the screen.
Yeah. Okay. Rainbow star.
Yeah, that's awesome. If you like Metallica, they're going to be at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Interesting.
That is awesome. Performing?
No, they're just going to be there.
No.
Yes,
in costume.
No, they get to perform.
They're actually just going to play a raid on stage.
It sucks. Yeah. It sucks terribly. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, my God. I don't know how Metallica sounds. Sorry.
Metallica is.
Give me few, give me five, give me da ba da ba da.
I don't know what song
that's
that is.
That's one of their songs.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to, for Metallica, my wife hates Metallica, mainly because at the end of every line, they do one of those.
Because they record everything on the toilet, right?
Yeah.
So it's just one big constipation grunt.
After never land.
BlizzCon is in Texas, I believe, right?
What?
Is
it in Orange County?
Yeah, it's in Orange County. That's like where Blizzard
Anaheim.
HQ is.
That's where they are. I'm not sure. That's where
well, if you're out there and you're one of the live attendees and virtual ticket holders, you can watch Metallica play for you.
Wow. That's actually really cool. I'd want to do that.
You really want to do that?
Watch them pick at Napster afterwards, yeah.
Pick at Napster? Really? Oh,
no, they
okay,
they,
yeah,
they love digital distribution now.
Oh, yeah, no.
Funny how that works.
That's just about it, everybody. I didn't have, that's all the big news. And besides, there's like a 20 gig update for Halo.
See, that is ridiculous
to me. Their excuse
to
for it, too, is really good.
I want
to
know what it is.
We would have to put it on 2 Blu-ray discs. If we didn't do that.
They can't do that.
We want a cohesive experience, you know, so you have to download 20 freaking gigabytes.
That's crazy.
And that's just
on top
the,
of the Blu-ray disc that already exists.
That's I think it's going to be over 60 gigs total, right?
Yeah, it's around 60, 65. Which, honestly, I've downloaded that for PC games, so I can't really complain. But my PC's better, so womp womp.
We didn't do...
What you playing?
Yeah. Which is actually, wow.
Which is the saddest thing.
Which, I mean, we have Ashley Birch on the show right now. She does Hey Ash, What You Playing? We, you know, coincidentally do a segment on the show called What You Playing?
I didn't want her to sue us, first of all.
Okay.
That's fair point.
Second of
guys,
all...
this is really bullshit.
Second of all, you know, like, okay, you guys aren't married, but when you have a wife and she doesn't wear her wedding ring one day and it's because she wants you to notice...
No.
You guys aren't
familiar
with
this
concept?
You started off with, we're not married. And then you,
you know this thing that only I have experience with? So have you guys experienced that?
You guys have seen film and movies and theater.
Because they're all so... You know, literally the last movie I just watched most recently yesterday was Much Ado About Nothing.
Really?
The Joss Whedon version?
Kenneth Branagh.
Or the Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh.
What was it about, though?
Nothing.
Mm.
No, I loved it. I watched it in high school at first, and for some reason, it just stuck with me throughout my whole life.
How much ado was there about said nothing?
I could probably quote the thing, not at all.
Oh,
but,
perfect. Okay.
But I love it.
Tells me a lot about it.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and play the just generic old nothing have to do with Ashley being here or anything. What you playing?
You're missing a golden opportunity. You should inflect it right.
Like we could have totally titled this segment "What You Playing with Ash."
Yeah.
Or hey, Ash, are you playing video games lately? I don't know. You could have reworded it.
Video games.
And then you could have went, "Hey Ash, what you playing?"
Yeah. You guys give me way too much credit.
Well, when you print out 7 goddamn pages of a web quiz.
I didn't even notice that. You didn't come up with the questions yourself? You're a cheater. I didn't even notice there was a web quiz. You're lazy.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Side thing. I see one of them is from a Marvel comic. I had somebody come into my store today whose name was Marvel. I was like, no, your name is Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
I was like, your name is Marvel.
All right, we're going to get this thing back on the show.
That's terrible.
We're playing What You Playing. And if Ashley decides to us, that's her deal.
What you playing? Corey has
a She's already typing up the documents.
LegalAid.com.
All right, well, we'll start off. Hey, Alex, what you playing?
Wow.
I just bought Shadows of Mordor. And I'm going to start playing that.
Why'd you accentuate bot? Is this bizarre for you?
Yeah.
Because he does not buy
I don't buy video games. No.
That's terrible.
I don't really play them either. Actually, I've been playing PlanetSide 2 still. But yeah, I'm actually really excited for Shadows of Mordor. It looks really, really cool. It's been getting incredibly good reviews from everyone.
And what about you?
I'm upset that they did a thing that wasn't in the books, but that's just me being an angry grognard.
You're one of those guys.
I bought the game.
He supported it.
I bought the game.
Yeah, but I didn't.
And I'm
gonna
play it. But they're doing a thing where combat's a huge focus of it, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
In the combat, they're doing things where he can like summon the spirit to do like special moves or whatever. At no point is that ever even brought up or talked about or even hinted at in any part of the book that I remember, which has been a while, so I could be wrong, but that doesn't change the anger.
Let's derail this. OJ Mako, here you've been playing Super Smash Brothers. Bitch, you
guessed it. Okay, that's that. He has to die. Not and OG, but that app.
From what I read, you really enjoyed it.
You was right.
Wow. All right, let's move on to Jada. What you playing?
Oh my goodness. Borderlands pre-sequel. It's just started out. I love butt slamming things. That is amazing. It's super cathartic. It just feels good to jump into the air.
You like it so much that you're angry that Destiny doesn't have this.
Yes, I went back to playing Destiny last night to carry you guys through some Crucible matches, and I was upset I couldn't butt slam after I jumped into the air. I wanted to smash some people's faces.
Hey, Aaron, what you playing?
Smite. Literally Smite.
Still?
Over and over again. I have no idea why I'm so addicted to that game now, but Smite and Monaco. I don't know why I pointed
at... Why didn't you invited me?
I don't know why I pointed to
monster.
You. Yeah, sorry. Monaco, yes.
Monaco's 4 players, right?
Yes,
I have Monaco.
I've been playing with some friends from different countries.
We're not friends, apparently.
Mm. Because I like different countries.
No.
I'm sorry.
I am a different country.
No, you're not. You're a...
Alex is definitely a different country.
I'm a different
He's
country.
He's like more like the...
Because I'm out of this world.
You're like...
that doesn't make any sense.
He's like... the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Corey, what you been playing?
Eventual.
What have I played Destiny. We tried the Vault of Glass yesterday.
Did you beat it?
No.
No. Coward. Wait, was that what you were streaming?
Yes.
Oh, man, you guys suck.
It was very, it was very hard.
Everybody wants to hear when they're streaming. You guys suck.
That just happens anyways. And finally, last but definitely not least.
Hey, Ash, what you playing?
Hey, Ashley, what have you been playing lately?
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that one before.
I've been playing actually not the new Super Smash Bros, but I've been playing Melee.
Really?
I actually just played
the
Melee the other Sunday.
Wait, is this because...
Yeah, so fun.
Is this because you don't like the new one, or...?
Well, I don't have a DS, so I played the DS version like a little bit, and it was fun, but I'm waiting for the Wii U version so I can use GameCube controllers.
The right answer. Correct. The right answer.
So... My friends and I watched the Smash Brothers documentary, and then we were like, man, we just really want to play Melee all the time now, so that's what we've been doing.
Wow, nice. That is the correct choice. Have you been playing, anybody else in the room been playing it on the DS?
I picked it up, played it for about a week, and I'm just waiting for the Wii U version.
Did you unlock all the characters?
No, I unlocked Ness and one other character, and I was just like, I'm waiting for Wii U.
Something about the magic of unlocking a character.
Yeah. I don't know what that feels like.
Never done it in my life.
Nope.
Well, we are getting towards the end of our show, and we really want to extend our appreciation to Ashley fucking Birch being on our podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's her middle name?
Yeah, actually.
That's awesome.
I've been calling her Anne this whole time.
Wow. Yeah, it's not like every time we can get some awesome hotshot superstar guest just to show up on our little podunk little podcast.
I didn't even get to ask her why they killed Roland.
Oh, man. We have to say
Anthony
something.
Anthony was super bummed about that.
Oh, no.
He came up to me one day. We don't live in the same place. He, like, emailed me or called me or something.
All right, everybody.
He was like,
we're going to have to cut Ashley off here.
Wow.
And
shit.
You're going to have to listen to the after part.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang. Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
That's the perfect.
All right, so we were talking about Roland. I'm so sorry I had to do that. That was like the biggest douche move, but I had to do it.
No, it was really fine. Anthony like called me and he was like, ah, fuck. And I was like, what? And he's like, for the story to work, I have to kill the black character and damsel the girl.
I have to do those things.
Tropes. No. Okay.
Was he troped into it?
Wow.
He was just like, the way that they were talking about the story, the only thing that made sense, like the way that they needed to use the other characters. And I don't remember his justification for Roland exactly, but I remember him being like backed into a corner with it story wise. And then, but he was super fucking bummed about it. And then Lilith, I remember him saying like, sirens are just so powerful that she's kind of a deus ex machina. Like she should just be able to fix everything. Mm. So we have to like get her out of the equation somehow so the player can do it.
I can see the Lilith thing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about Roland. I should ask him about Roland again. But I remember him being like, "Fuck," like really not happy about it.
We've got to figure some way to get him back. I don't know.
Do you see
Blackface?
Blacking
yeah,
Dead.
Time.
I mean, Walking Dead is doing it again. With the
I
black character.
Told you this three episodes ago. I don't know why you continue to watch that show.
They're doing it again. They reintroduced the black character, and now they're killing one off.
What?
Yeah, they have to. It's part of the contract.
It's part of the black contract. The ratio.
Yeah,
you cannot have more than three black people on your show.
Honestly, if another one shows up, they should all get really scared and be like, "No, get out." Sorry, we know what's going to happen now.
As a black man, I would be terrified if another black person showed up in a zombie apocalypse in my group.
You're like, going to say if I casted another black guy on the video game.
I'm
going
to be like, what the hell is going on? I would just shoot him probably.
Just point blank.
And be like,
hey guys,
he was turning.
I saw the bite on his arm. There's no hiding that.
I've got food, I've got weapons, supplies, everything you
I'm
guys
not
want.
State, I'm not going to state my case. I'm just going to shoot him point blank, and they're just going to have to understand.
Just look at him and then drop the gun. Mic drop stops.
Exactly. What? There can be only one. Apparently, black people are the Highlanders.
That's pretty cool.
Is it?
I don't
know.
Is it? Us searching the planet, cutting off each other's heads? That's okay. That's cool.
That sounds cool.
That actually does sound
cool.
At
least
like
it's
cool
a
movie.
Goal.
Wow. You are.
I got nothing.
You are the most racist. Now you have a goal. You have a dream. Go out there and be somebody. Unless you get your head cut off.
Oh, that's so interesting, though, that he approached that situation. Because when, as just fans playing the game, as soon as that part happened, I was with Aaron when he first saw it.
I was
you
just
had a meltdown.
Because
yeah.
It's not because he was black or anything like that. Oh, they killed the black. It was because Borderlands 1, that was my character. Because
he was black, yeah.
You know, I like the turd and everything. Like, this is who I, you know, grew up with, basically. This is my partner.
This is my avatar.
You
grew close to that character,
yes.
For reals.
And then in part two, I'm like, okay, he's, you know, he's not playable, but he's still with us, and, you know.
He's kind of a mentor to you.
Yeah.
An older brother.
And then, boom, right in the chest. And I felt like we got shot at the same time. Like, literally. Me and him both, we looked down and there was like blood on our chests and it was like, oh.
He actually just spilled red juice.
My God.
I'm not sure if this is accurate, but I think now I might be misspeaking, but it might be that because Lilith and Roland were close is why he died, potentially. Because she had to be in an emotional, like an estate where she could be kidnapped, could be damseled pretty much.
And because
and she fall. Like, you know, because like Roland and Lilith like flirt, they like kind of have a thing.
They do.
So I think that's why. Because he was important to Lilith.
Sorry.
Which is extra sad. No, sorry.
We can. They brought back Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. don't you dare tell me that somebody can't bring back a fictional character.
Well, this is a pre-sequel, right? So is
he, no, he's, it doesn't
he
have
is
to be.
He is in the pre-sequel.
I don't need him there. I need him in the future. There will be more Borderlands.
I need him in the future.
Yes.
That's pretty deep.
Cyborg?
Yeah, I might get that tattooed on.
Cyber Roland?
I need Roland in the future.
I need Roland in the future.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yeah, I creeped it.
No longer getting tattooed.
I felt it happening, but I couldn't stop.
All right. Well, Ashley, I guess this is the end.
He's really trying to hold on here. Ashley, I would run if I were you.
Look at the time.
Yeah, just burn your house and then leave.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No,
it was awesome. And of course, you have an open invitation to use us as your forum if you need something to discuss or people to vent off of, I guess. I don't know.
We are a soapbox.
Okay. Yeah, we're a little soapbox.
Feel free to reach out to us with when you got some more hops coming. We'd love to be a part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time again, and this will be posted up on the internet tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
See ya.
Best guess.
Is she gone? Is she gone?
She's gone.
Just quiet after. This is the lull.
This is the lull. Oh, because I forgot we're still recording.
Yeah.
All right.
Well this doesn't go out on the internet.
Yes, it does.
No.
This is the end,
my friend.
This is the end.
You can stop listening now.
Please, actually stop listening.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm done listening.
I have things to do. That's not true.